Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. Well, this week we've been looking at practical things like setting priorities and having goals and all of those very practical things on a daily basis, and in terms of also a general overview in terms of the immediate future, it allows us to fulfill that mandate, if you will, that is mentioned in Proverbs, that without a vision, the people perish. It is stressing the importance of having a heavenly vision, having a divine order or direction, if you will, for our lives. And that's what priorities give us. We need to spend some time focusing on priorities. For example, I said, you know, we have priorities, and we do that either by making a definite decision, and that's the point of my sharing with you, that sometimes we just kind of go through life and we don't really think about things. It's the urgency of the immediate that gets our attention. But it's important we kind of step back from time to time. That's the importance of the Sabbath principle, I believe, not just for physical rest, but spiritually, mentally, emotionally, where we can step back from the normalcy and busyness of our daily lives and spend time with the Lord and question such things as that. What are our priorities? Are we really focused on the things that God has for us? And so we either develop a priority by making a definite decision, which is, of course, exactly what I've been encouraging you to do, led and directed by the Lord. Or if we don't, things happen by default. We're pressured by the circumstances that happen, or our relationship with others. We get pushed and pressed into things, or we make no decision at all. We just drift into habits. They become a way of life, and we make choices actually by default or apathy. And that's not God's plan for us. As I shared, man was given dominion in the beginning, and we are meant to control and have dominion. Now, if we're faithful over a few things, there's frequent references in the Gospels that Jesus said, I'll make you ruler over many. We have to be faithful over the few things, and it starts by faithfulness to managing our own person, our own soul, our spirit, our body. We have the right, and even if we're shut up in prison, think about that, we still have the ability, freedom of choice, of thought, of attitudes. We are able, with the Lord's help, to make those decisions that will not only please Him, but bring blessing and abundance to our lives. And it's all led by the wisdom of God that He would give to us. And so God wants us to establish priorities, and we do that, first of all, by consulting with the Lord. I'm just kind of giving an overview, a review of what we've covered, that the Holy Spirit does have a goal for you, your life right now. The Father has a will for your life, but He deals in, you know, sometimes He doesn't give us, you know, the next 50 years, but for the immediate future, He wants you to know the things He would have you to do, and He would have you to set priorities based on God's plan and purposes for your season right now. And then once we have those priorities, we need to establish goals. And as I've said, this is very important to consider, that goals are actualizations or realizations of the priorities that you set. And I use an example, if you want to draw closer to the Lord, and that's the heart's desire of many of the partners, many of God's people, you want an ever closer walk with God. Well, you do that by doing the things that increase and establish your relationship, spending time in prayer, meditation, worship, reading the Bible. We have to be faithful about those things, just like if you're developing a friendship with in a natural way with a friend, you spend time with them, don't you? You do things together. And of course, one of the best ways to establish a relationship with God is to ask the Holy Spirit to be with you throughout your day. It's wonderful the shortcuts He can show you and the more efficient and effective ways of getting things done. And also, He's a lot of fun. He knows how to add fun and joy to your life. Praise God. The joy of the Lord, remember, is your strength. And then we have to have commitment and discipline, and that's the key to accomplishing goals, a daily commitment. You just can't go through all the above process and say, okay, I'm going to do this, and then you don't follow through. Now, there may be interruptions. The devil will certainly try you and test you, but are you going to be faithful? If you really well decided, if you have that certainty and confidence, this is what God wants you to do in any area, whether it's financially, physically, in terms of your career, whatever, work. As long as you have sought the Lord, then you have to be disciplined. Like if you want to lose weight, if you're not going to cut back on your eating, it's not likely you're going to lose weight, okay? So you need to ask the Lord what He wants you to accomplish in this current season of your life. This is, you know, a very basic question, and then you can set priorities, so then you are able to set goals. And so it's important the priorities you establish are God's priorities. And let me just say, as we bring this particular subject to a close, it may be different than what you've known. We have to always be open to change. As creatures of habit, we don't like change. We like stability. It represents security for us. We know what's coming. It's something very comfortable, like slipping on an old pair of house shoes. We like things that are comfortable, and change sometimes is a little scary. But change is sometimes necessary so that we can be ready and strengthened and enlarged for the next stage in our lives. And so we have to be open to change, all right? And then also a final thought, that having God's priorities as you seek Him, they are going to bring real happiness. They're the most fulfilling priorities that you can have. He wants you, beloved, to understand His nature. He wants you to be acquainted with His heart of love. He wants the best for you. And there may be times, and this has been a time of, these last several years have been a time of great testing for so many. And yet, even in the time of difficulty, of challenge, of testing, we can still be mindful that God does have a plan. He has a purpose in all things. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. We can look, for example, at the life of Joseph. Here he was a gifted young man. God moved in his life with dreams. And yet, he was, because his brothers were jealous, he was sold off into slavery. He became a slave, a servant in Potiphar's house. And by his faithfulness and obedience to God, he was promoted. And you see, the thing that was important with Joseph in those years of testing, at one point it says his feet were in iron shackles. He did not have a very pleasant experience. In fact, for his commitment to God, look at all that happened. Here he was rejected and sold into slavery by his own brethren. And yet, he did not get bitter. He did not get resentful. We see that by his later action. He welcomed them. He said it was God's purpose, God's plan for me to be able to provide for you, for Israel in the time of famine. And so he did the best he could. He had the right attitude. Whatsoever he did prospered. He received favor because of his attitude. And so as we, even in the midst of a very difficult situation, and using Joseph as a classic example, if we are pleasing to God, if we understand, even in the midst of difficult times that God is allowing, He does it for His purposes. And in the midst of affliction, in the midst of distress, and the discomforts of being a prisoner, he learned the right character traits, and as a result, he leaned on those, and he was exalted to a position second only to Pharaoh. So this is an example for us that God's priorities, no matter what season we are in our lives, are important, that we have to place Him first, regardless of how what things look, regardless of how uncertain the future may seem, that we are able to do that which is pleasing to God. You know, I just feel a moment I was going to go right into goal setting, but I want to stop and pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the privilege we have of sharing this time together. Lord, it's a great privilege to share the things of the Lord and our understanding of Scripture, Father, and more importantly, that we not are just hearers of the Word, but we're doers of the Word. And so, Father, for those that have been listening this week, Lord, those who have been convicted or quickened in terms of the importance of our priorities and of setting goals, Father, I ask you to give us the guidance, the direction, the strength we need as we seek you to form those priorities that are most important in our lives. For this season we're in, Lord, we know that you need to be the first priority. So having said that, Lord, guide us as we seek your face and meditate upon that which you have for us, that you will put your blessings and your riches of grace upon our lives, and Lord, that we will go forth not only to please you, but be a testimony to countless others by what it means by placing the Lord first in one's life. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, beloved, I thought we were going to get to goals, but we'll do that next time. And I hope that you'll be able to be with me. I thank you for your prayer support, and I do invite you to write and share your needs. And however God speaks to your heart, I pray that you would continue to support us in prayer and in giving, and that you would just be faithful to what God has called you to do. I love you and pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.